Little food pantries have been popping up all over Cambridge over the past few years with the intention to support individuals and families who need a little extra to get by. A benevolent couple who thought they were doing the right thing for people in need found out recently their popular pantry is no longer welcome on their street, and a removal notice from the city soon followed. The Hill family has been stocking and filling their pantry on Jarvis Street since the summer of 2020. They have never had any complaints until last month, when a neighbor felt like the box was bringing in unwanted guests to the neighborhood. "We basically had one of our neighbors call bylaw on us to complain that our pantry was bringing in homeless people," said Audrey Hill. "The amount of people that use this pantry is insane. It could be a full-time job just restocking it." Hill said they heard from bylaw in November and were told the city owns 10 feet of their front lawn. Since that's where their pantry is located, they are in breach of a bylaw that prevents unpermitted structures on city-owned property. After some back and forth, Hill did not receive any more communication from the city and thought the matter was settled, and the city decided to allow them to keep the pantry up. "Just this past Friday, bylaw came back to our house and gave us a letter that said we needed to remove the pantry by December 31st or face action from the city," she said. "I think it was really calculated the way they gave us this notice right before the holiday," Hill added. "And what kind of city would want to close down something that serves the community?" She said the city also contacted Waterloo Region Public Health, concerned the family was providing food to the public without permits. John Maddox, head of bylaw for the City of Cambridge, adds that Hill was given the option of removing the pantry onto their own property, apply for a permit, or remove it entirely. "Unfortunately, they didn't choose one of the options, so the officer did have to formalize the request with the letter and provide a timeline," Maddox said. "We have reached out to public health and they have confirmed that it wouldn't be a recommendation to use these types of pantry boxes, because the food can't be confirmed if it's stored safely, or if it's safe to consume." Maddox was not able to confirm if the city would still issue a permit to the Hills for their pantry, even though public health considers them a violation. The closure of the pantry hits close to home for Hill, who works with harm reduction and social services in her day job. "Every single day she sees all the ways people struggle with food insecurity. Pantries like these are some of the more accessible things out there," she said. "You don't need to provide any financial statements, wait in lines, or are there any limits on what you can take. These are really for the people." The Jarvis Food Pantry also has a public Facebook group where people from around the community can donate items like canned and non-perishable food and sanitary products to be put in the box. The Hill family wants to keep the pantry open and is hoping to bring the issue to council, but are afraid they won't get enough time to plead their case. "You look at our street and all of these houses have things built on what is city property," said Hill as she points to the various fences and gardens built by her neighbors. "It just doesn't make sense why we are being targeted for this bylaw. We're not hurting anyone, but actually helping the community. Where is your compassion, City of Cambridge?" Maddox warns any homeowners to make sure they know their property lines and to give the city a call before putting up anything, even if they assume it's on their own property. "The city typically owns just a couple of feet, or it could be up to the 10 or 16 feet, from either the sidewalk or the roadway," he added. "This is so the city can widen roadways or protect important infrastructure that's underneath or any regulated city services." The Jarvis Pantry's future remains uncertain, but Hill is exploring the possibility of bringing it within their property line on their front lawn. "Moving it wouldn't be too hard, but then it is basically in our front garden and might lose some of the accessibility appeal a lot of people like about it," she said. "I can barely put into words how frustrated and upset I am that this is happening, and right before the holidays, when people could use it most, is another kick."